Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay Essie, from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, July 23rd, here in north central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. This past week has seen warm temps in the Northwoods, but cold front passed through Tuesday, that was yesterday, bringing relief and overnight lows in the 40s to the area. There were some low 40s too, helping to start a gradual cool down to the hot water temps we have been experiencing. We're going to talk more about that. This week we have Northwoods guide and multi-time tournament winner Matt Rayleigh and Northwoods guide and lure manufacturer supreme Jake Smith. Jake,
how's it going,
Matt?
How's it going?
It's going great. How was, did any of you guys do much muskie fishing over the week? Matt was in last week and, you know, it was all about canceling muskie trips and trying to reschedule as multi-species trips, with the 80 plus degree water. But, anyone get out this morning to get some water readings?
Yeah, I was out. I did a bass trip this morning. It was 74 on a 1,000-acre lake. So she cooled down quite a bit.
Yeah, that's great for morning trips to get out.
Yeah,
after a snap like that, and fish are still biting. We talked to some guys catching bass. With the post gold front, they're catching them just fine with worms. So
yeah, the bass are gonna bite. So
cold front doesn't affect fish when the water's that warm, probably as hard as later in the season. You got out with your son, multi-species, Jake.
Oh, I had him out this weekend. Yeah, I had him out yesterday. He caught a ton of, and we went to a little lake where you got to drag a boat down a hill again. That's the Tuesday thing that we've been doing, at, you know, take off Tuesdays to take him out. And he, you know, his cast after cast, he was pulling in largemouth and bluegills. And that was a lot of fun getting him out. You know, some of those little lakes are kind of untapped. Not a lot of people out of them, so it's kind of something fun to do. Other than that, I've had smallmouth trips out this week. Look, you know, guys looking for some nice smallmouth and cut some deeper, you know, 14 to 20 feet deep, it seems, are kind of around rocks, of course. And then we fished some weed lines. We caught largemouth and found some walleyes and some really nice perch this week, too. So that was kind of fun to see it. Some, you know, perch were able to keep, and same thing, kind of 14, 15 feet weed edges was where they were at. No muskie fishing this week, but looks like we're going to be able to pretty soon here, get back out with the water temp going down with the cold.
Yeah, we cold lost. Coming, so we already lost a good deal, and it's going to be one more real cold night tonight in the 40s. So that should help out in the long run. The extended forecast isn't super hot or anything. I don't think we're going to have anything like we had a week and a half ago where we had mid-90s, which helped ruin it for you guys, you know, having to cancel trips left and right.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think? What's the prognosis on muskie fishing coming up here?
No, it's good. I did run a muskie trip last night. That was real good to me. We ended up catching 4.
Really?
45. And I was fishing. I went to a deep, clear lake up in the northern part of the county and fishing cribs and rocks. You know, fish were down like 14 to 24 feet, you know, on the edge of the rock humps around the cribs. So it was pretty good.
Soft plastics?
Yeah, swim baits.
Swim baits. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything in particular we can turn people onto as a deep technique for deep summer fish?
Just getting down to the fish. You know, now here, once we've got a cool down, like any mid-sized lake, kind of my preferred lake that I fish around here is going to be a lake with like an 8 to 12 foot weed edge. And like Jake was saying, where all the panfish and stuff are, that's where the muskies are going to be too.
Yeah. This warm weather, I think, has pushed a lot of fish. Wouldn't you guys agree? Deeper than normal. If we had, say, what, 74, 75 degree weather is fairly normal for late July around here. It usually doesn't get too much worse than that, but it has been 10 degrees more than that in a lot of lakes. So it affects forage. That sounds like you're onto something there, Matt, for this upcoming week for targeting muskies, fish deeper.
Yeah. Like you said, a lot of lakes around here do have a fair amount of weeds. And the nice thing about this region is there's a bunch of different types of lakes. So I just kind of picked the type of lake to kind of like what we got going on with weather or seasonal patterns. And like I said, I kind of fish a lot of lakes that have, you know, you can go to some lakes like early season and and like months of September and stuff, or you know, those like a little bit shallower weeds, like 4 to 6 foot weeds, stained water, where you know you can fish over top of the weeds. Then, like this time of year, I kind of like those kind of mid-sized lakes in the region with kind of about the 8 to 12 foot weed edge, and I know kind of I don't have to work into the weeds. I can be a you know, a cast or three quarters of a cast off a weed edge and just work that specific zone right on the edge.
One thing I'm sure you're doing, I would guess you're doing when you go out too, is especially if it's a lake you're real familiar with, check out bait fish location, how high they are, you know, how they're grouped up. That'll dictate where to target fish, at least for the start, right?
For sure.
You know, and if you get a 7.5 or a 10 inch mid red October tube, if you had a mid Medusa or a regular Medusa, a regular or a mag bulldog, Kraken with the weight system, anything that kind of is probative quickly to that 8, 9, 10 foot depth, and then you got that vertical presentation with all those baits, you know, the bait is reaching multiple levels on one cast. You know, you let it sink just a little bit before you start your retrieve, instantly you're contacting fish that are off a deeper structure and hopefully enticing them. That's what's cool about baits like that in the summer is that you're I just call it being probative. You know, you're reaching a lot of different areas. It's not like you're throwing topwaters. You're probably not going to do a whole lot for basin fish.
Right.
It happens. People troll topwaters occasionally in the summer because fish are super high in the water column.
Yeah.
Because there's some crazy high bait, you know?
Yeah. June. Yeah. You always want to work above the fish a little bit.
Right.
Now, once that thermocline is getting deeper, the fish are sitting a little deeper.
Makes perfect sense. Jake, what's on the docket this week? You're probably guiding 6 days in a row, right?
Not every day this week. No, I have a few days to work on some baits, but I'm still going to be getting out fishing. I plan on getting out in the evenings and doing some musky fishing this week. Looks like we're going to be able to with the temperatures, and I'm going to be trying some jerk baits because I like the stop and go, you know, stuff right now is really good. It seems anything, you know, not steady moving, but even crank baits that are stop and go moving or have been working. So that's what I'm going to be trying.
It's almost like season ended here and now the season's just opening around the corner, or is maybe started today. So this is kind of cool. It's almost like everyone had a week off. I feel sorry for you guys if you know if you actually lost business. It's kind of like farming. You never know how it's going to affect you with weather changes and all that. It usually doesn't work out for the best, but you know, we got a great looking forecast here, just a gradual warm up. And I think full moon's next Wednesday, I believe. So there's a big moon phase coming. The water's cooling down to that safety zone under 80 degrees and people are psyched to fish. You know, we've seen a lot of people at the bash. The bash was last Saturday here at the Muskie Shop, and I talked to more muskie fishermen then than I have, you know, many days combined just working in the store. So that was really cool. And, you know, it was much of the same. Some guys were coming up when they were on their vacation, but a lot of them just did multi-species because of the water temps. So here we go. We're starting out. So Jake, how do people contact you again? What's the best way to contact you for a guide trip?
It's probably just best to go to my website, smittybait.com, and you can check out information on the guide service. My phone number's there, and you could probably call me or text me is probably the best, and I'll get back to you.
Cool. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. My cell phone, 715-347-4868.
Okay. Appreciate you guys coming in. We'll do that again. And we're going to try to get, I've seen some pictures of your son, Charlie, Jake. Yeah. He just texted me a while ago. So it's crushing bass and bluegill. I want to get little Charlie in here for Charlie's bluegill report someday.
Yeah, so maybe next week.
Yep. He's got a lot. The kid's got a lot going on. He's very busy right now.
He's got a big schedule.
Yep. Schedule and playing too.
Right.
He does a lot of playing. So that's good. We'll talk to you guys very soon. Good luck this week and appreciate it. Let's take a look at the musky moon times coming up starting tomorrow, July 23rd, major time 7:21 to 9:21 a.m., minors 11:50 p.m. to 12:50 a.m. if you're up that late, and 3:51 to 4:51 in the afternoon. For Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning, and the minor will be 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 p.m. This Saturday, July 25th, 8:55 a.m. to 10:55 a.m. minor, 5:52 p.m. to 6:52 p.m. For Sunday, 9:42 a.m. to 11:42 a.m. minor time, 6:40 p.m. to 7:40 p.m. And we are approaching the full moon at that point, the 27th, Monday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. minor, 7:20 p.m. to 8:20 p.m. And that looks like the moon info is it's waxing and it's 94%. That is almost a full moon. Tuesday, day before the full moon, it's at 98%, 11:17 a.m. to 1:17 p.m. is the major. Minor time, 7:50 p.m. to 8:50 p.m. And the upcoming weather forecast for the week for Oneida and Vilas County area. Today, we got about 67 degrees. We had mid-40s to start the morning. Low tonight of 49 forecasted. Thursday, high of 79. Friday, high of 78. Saturday, 82. Sunday, 84. Monday, 88. Tuesday, 82. Normal high is about 80 degrees for this part of the country right now. That's it for this week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.